The legal community officially welcomed 6 new lawyers to the profession recently in a ceremony steeped in tradition and dating to the 12th century, and the first one held in 4 years. A bar admission ceremony was held at Court of King's Bench on September 9 for Monique Christine Paquin, Connor Michael Ferguson, Zachary Dalton Anderson, Parker Albert Chow, Jungmin, J. Kim and Reagan Francis King, with nearly 40 people, friends, family and local lawyers, present. The 6 lawyers swore to uphold their professional duties and signed documents making their appointments official. Greetings were provided by 2 justices, a judge and representatives from several legal organizations, followed by thanks from the guests of honor. Paquin is from Regina and is working as a local provincial crown prosecutor. Ferguson is from Moose Jaw and works as a federal crown prosecutor at Insight Law Office. Both began their careers during the pandemic, in 2020 and 2021, respectively, so they were denied their ceremonies then. Meanwhile, Anderson is from Moose Jaw and works as a local legal aid lawyer. Chow is from Moose Jaw and works at Chow McLeod Barristers and Solicitors. Kim is originally from South Korea but grew up in Moose Jaw and now works at Grayson & Company. King is from Saskatoon and works at Chow McLeod. Moose Javian Justice Darren Chow presided over the ceremony, the first one held since 2019. Treating everyone equally. The ceremony, was really good. I'm really honored to be called with everyone else here and it's such a great community to be a part of, said Paquin after the ceremony. After graduating from university, Paquin articled at Chow McLeod in late 2019 before being called to the bar in May 2020. She noted that it was challenging during those first few years but also good because she acquired important experience. Paquin worked at Chow McLeod as a defense lawyer for 2 years before she joined the local provincial crown prosecutor's office in August 2022, a jump to the dark side in the legal profession. While she loved working as a criminal defense lawyer, her interest in the profession prompted her to enter that field. She realized the best way to pursue criminal law was by becoming a crown prosecutor. I really enjoyed helping people who were in crisis, which you get to do every day when you're doing this kind of work, whether it's defense or crown, she said. Paquin was raised Catholic, so she believes that instilled in her a good sense of ethics, fairness and an attitude of treating everyone equally. A competitive nature. Ferguson was thrilled to finally participate in his ceremony and join others who had also gone through it. He articled with MLT Akins in Edmonton when pandemic isolation was the norm, forcing him to connect with mentors and peers over the computer. He thought he would have gained more wisdom in an office but adjusted well once he officially began in that environment. Ferguson started working with Insight Law Office in July 2021 and has had a great experience. He enjoys living in Moose Jaw again and going home for lunch. I like being able to see the same colleagues, and lawyers every day and I think that's beneficial, for sure, he said. Ferguson entered the legal field because he is competitive and grew up playing football and hockey. Once he realized neither would be his career, he wanted to find something equally competitive where he could direct his energies, thus, a lawyer. Upholding the family name. It's truly a momentous occasion. It was a great honor to have the 6 of us come out and get introduced to the court and be sworn in as barristers. We're all very good friends, said Parker Chow. Chow graduated from the University of Saskatchewan in 2022 and spent a year articling at Chow McLeod under his uncle David Chow, who became a judge recently. The younger lawyer was officially sworn in on May 18. It's the job, very fast-paced. Now, with Judge David Chow being appointed, I certainly have a lot on my plate to deal with, which is definitely a good thing. I don't want to be too bored at work, said the young lawyer. The Chow family comprises several legal professionals, all of whom attended the ceremony. They included Parker's uncle David, his father Darren and his grandfather Carrie. The new lawyer said it was a huge honor to carry the family torch and he hoped to emulate their work ethic and earn the same respect. It's a lot of pressure. It's quite a bit on my shoulders, but my hope is I can use that to fuel myself to surpass them, Chow said, adding he would be honored to join the appeals court in 20 years, but, until then, would continue working hard and growing his skills.